Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. But, you know, you said in the book about, you know, you were born, I believe, in 1948. You said you've seen the prophecies fulfilled. Talk about just that timeline of what you've seen and why you do believe that we're going to see Jesus, and at least somebody's living today who's going to see his return.
Yes, you know, and just to get back to Nancy's comment, I think people are getting weirded out because we are living at the end of human history and these things are happening. Mm. And they don't know how to put it in perspective. You know, they don't know how to deal with it. But, and so there's this tremendous agitation of spirit or angst. It shouldn't be in the life of a believer, but I think that it is because there's a spiritual sensitivity to the times in which we live that the Spirit gives us. You know, so I think there's a stirring. So I'll just tell you, Jesus in Matthew 24, which is the first part of that book, lays out. And I just put the signs that Jesus gave. He said that there are certain signs that will indicate when we're living at the end of human history. And I put them in categories. And then each category has signs that he gave in that chapter. And then you can gather them from other portions of Scripture and put them together. Then you read your newspaper, get your news on the Internet, and you match them up. And one of them, well, there are two positive signs that I'll give. And I'll go back and pick up one. But or maybe I'll give the one first. It's an environmental sign, because this week on April the 15th, yesterday, we had that first red blood moon. And I don't know if you've talked about that on your show or not, but I wasn't made aware of all this until recently. But it's very phenomenal that this year and next year we'll have four total lunar eclipses, which are when the moon turns red. And Joel 3:25, I think it is. Sorry, I had that passage marked for you, but it's 231, says that the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we've had many lunar eclipses, but only four times in recent history have they occurred on Jewish feast days, and the same Jewish feast days. And so it's very interesting, and the Genesis 1 tells us that the sun, moon, and stars were given, first of all, not primarily for light, but to be signs, and that word means signals. And God uses things in the heavens to signal us something that he's wanting to tell us. David said that the heavens declare the glory of God, you know, and so God will use these things. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and also in Luke 21 that before he comes, there would be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And we're seeing that now. So there are many environmental signs. There's a ratcheting up in the environmental world, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the snowstorms, the floods, the tsunamis, all of those increasing in frequency and increasing in intensity. They're the birth pains, you know, so we feel that. We see the wars and the rumors of wars all over the globe. It's almost like the restraints are being pulled off and the world is erupting into anarchy. And all over the world, there's nothing to repress a Putin who wants to go in and take over Crimea or Ukraine. There seems to be the restraints are being lifted. And so we're going to look at more wars and upheavals in our world. But then he gives two positive signs. And so let me just quickly get to those, because one is the rebirth of Israel. And when he says that the fig tree would put forth leaves. And I think that the fig tree was dormant for almost 2,000 years when Israel didn't exist, when she was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. And then in May 1948, she was reestablished in that family of nations. Then he gave another sign, a positive sign, when he said in verse 14 of Matthew 24 that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world, and then the end will come. And right now, whether it's in a live presentation, if it's on the internet, ham radio, printed material, you know, there's so many different ways, but the gospel is being preached to the whole world. It doesn't say everybody will hear the gospel, but it will be preached in the entire world, and then the end will come.